A double header of local racing action is what we can look forward to on Friday. That is what will kickstart the weekend's racing action around the country. There's standalone meetings on both Saturday and Sunday. Two of them on Friday during the day. We are racing at Fairview in the Eastern Cape. And how ironic, just as we were about to preview the show, in pops Nino Podesta, our PE King. It was good to see Nino. Haven't seen him in weeks. He popped in to see how am I doing. And he also says to me, he's got a few nuts he's going to toss us on Friday that we can build a kitty with and have a few winners in reserve, have a few rand to play with as far as the exotics are concerned, because after Friday day, we're going to Friday night racing further up the East Coast. We're in KZN. We're at Hollywood Bets Greyville for a 10-race program on the turf. Hello again from me, Ravon Smith. Good to have you along for the preview of this 10-race program that gets underway at 15:40. Don't forget your punter challenge entries. Those need to be on 5 minutes prior to the off of race one. And then as far as the exotics are concerned, that only kicks off from race two onwards on Friday afternoon. So we've got race one to build a kitty with. And it does look like a boat race that we have to contend with in race number one. Because here we've got number seven, Queen Braganza at 1.67 to 1. And we've also got number eight, Sun in My Pocket at 1.11 to 1. In the Antipodes market. Queen Braganza from the Mike and Matthew de Kock Training Partnership gets the services of Callan Murray. This horse cost 210,000 rand as a yearling. Could get its career off to a positive start if it were to win first time out, but I do think she's got her work cut out because she's got to beat number eight, Sun in My Pocket. From the stable of Wendy Whitehead gets the services of Daryl Daniels. This horse showed toe from the get-go last time out, set the pace and was just outrun. That was over 1,200 metres. If you look at those horses' record overall at Hollywood Bets Greyville, you'll see was runner-up in all three starts on this track. Yes, with a bit of luck in running from an eight draw, needs to be in the right place at the right time, but I do think by using the early gate speed, also the fact that she's having a third run off the rest, does make her cherry ripe to kick away at the right time in the home straight and say, come and catch me if you can. So I'm going 8 Sun in My Pocket to beat number 4 Gorgeous Bomb, 2 Raging Moon and 7 Queen Braganza. Second, first leg of the price accumulator, 16:15 is when you need to be on by. Scratch day is number 8, Ada Lovelace. 9 runners to contest race 2, a maiden plate for 3-year-old fillies over 1,400. I'm looking no further than the odds-on favourite here, number 10, Light of Gabriel. This horse is 0.83 to 1 in the Antipodes market, was beaten as an odds-on favourite, and you can hear, is in the red again. Now, based on this horse's chances, was challenging strongly in his last two starts, and that tells me that this horse will enjoy the step-up in trip to 1,400. She's the kind of filly that's still on the up, and I do think rates the horse to beat. So I'm going 10, Light of Gabriel, to beat number 4, Dancing in Denmark, 3, Anime, and 7, Aurelian. 16:50 is when you need to be on with your place accumulators. Race 3 is the first leg. It's an open maiden where 12 runners will line up at the 2,000-meter mark. Year number 5, Intro, is at 1.67 to 1. This horse certainly must have a very good chance of winning. Am I ever going 4? The value, and I'm signing with number 11, Carnival Park, at 3.57 to 1 from the stable of MJ Widendahl. Marco van Rensburg takes the ride, and this horse last time out ran over 1,900 metres. That form line has held up well, despite the fact that this horse over-raced in the early part of the race and finished third on that occasion. Now, the horse that finished second just ahead of it was a horse called King Sultanus, who subsequently come out and won, and a horse that finished behind it in sixth, a horse called She's All Mine, has also subsequently come out and won next time out. Now, if Marco rides this one with patience, I do think has got what it takes to be involved in a race of this nature and be rewarded for consistency. So I'm going 11, Carnival Park, ahead of 5, Intro. For third, I'm going with 10, Lucky 13, and fourth, number 12, Rain on Impact. Race 4 is the opening leg of the Pick 6, and I'm almost tempted to say, let's go banker, but we do have a couple of hard-knocking individuals that are taking on each other, and especially if one looks at how they've priced up as well. You can get 2.86 to 1 about number 1, Alana. Number 8, Tomaris, is at 3.03 to 1. You can then get 4.55 to 1, number 5, Ice Rain. 5.56 to 1, number 2, One Smart Cookie. 6.67 to 1, number 3, She's a Bomber. And 7.67 to 1 and upwards, the others. You can see they're pretty much priced up on top of each other. Why do I say I'm almost tempted to say Banker? That is because number 1, Alana, has certainly got a lot going for her in this particular race. Now, she's got decent recent form coming into it. She ran a good third last time out. That was over 1,400 on this track. She jumps from pole position. She's having her peak run here. And she's also best weighted by the conditions of this race. I do think if she sees out the trip, she'll be hard to beat. I'm going 1 Alana to beat number 5 Ice Rain, 2 1 Smart Cookie, and 3 She's a Bomber. Race 5 is leg 1 of Jackpot 1. Race 5 is a Class 4 Fillies and Mares Benchmark 80 to be run over 1400 metres, and this is a race 2 where you could make a case for quite a few. 5 Happy Fortune at 2.5 to 1, 2 Pour Some Sugar on Me at 2.86 to 1, 1 Avernian Goddess at 3.51 to 1, then you can get 4.55 to 1, number 7 Gorgeous Girl, and 5.56 to 1 and upwards the others. Now I'm going for a horse that I went for last time out, and that is number 2 Pour Some Sugar on Me. This horse owes me. Ran on nicely, went third, over 1600 metres last time out. That was on this track. And if one looks at the record, you'll see that 2 of the 4 wins have been over this distance. I do think with the kind of form that it brings into this line, warrants the utmost respect and should be competitive in a race of this nature. So I'm going 2 Pour Some Sugar on Me, ahead of number 5 Happy Fortune, for third number 7 Gorgeous Girl, and fourth number 1 Avernian Goddess. That takes us on to race 6. It's a Class 4 Benchmark 80. 13 runners will line up at the 1400 in another race where it's wide open. 5 to 1 the field. Number 7, Golden Rule at 5 to 1. 8, Dapper is at 5 to 1. 11, Run Forest Run at 5 to 1. You can get 5.56 to 1, number 4, Rugged Lover. It's 7.14 to 1, number 13, The Andre's Dream. 8.33 to 1 and upwards the others. 5 to 1 the field. You can hear very, very open look about this race. And if you were to press me for an outright selection, then I'm going to be siding with number 8, Dapper. On form, this horse ran a very good second last time out, over 1,200 metres. Is now going over a trip that it is much better suited to, 1,400 metres. If you look at the run before that in its penultimate, it finished third, 3.35 lengths behind a horse called Golden Rule. And if you look just above number 8, Dapper, you'll see Golden Rule happens to be number 7 on this card. So that tells me that for a 3.35 length beating, 8 Dapper is now 7 kilos better off at the weights, and that should be more than enough to turn the tables. Coupled with the fact that Dapper is also from my good friend Mr. Howell's stable. What does my friend Mr. Howell tell us in the front of the winning form? He tells us that Dapper, that was an excellent last run, will be very competitive with a 4 kilo claim. And he's referring, of course, to Damien Pillay, who takes the 4 kilos off the back. So I'm going 8 Dapper to beat number 7 Golden Rule. For third, I'm going with 4 Rugged Lover. And fourth, we're going with number 11 Run Forest Run. On to race 7 we go. And race 7 on the program happens to be leg 1 of Jackpot 2. This is a D Stakes where 9 runners will line up at the 1400 metre mark. Another one of those races where you could probably make a case for 4 or 5 of them. Keep fingers crossed that you've picked the right ones to safely see you through. Because you can get 3.33 to 1, number 2, Beach Palace. 3.57 to 1, number 3, Futurelicious. You can get 5 to 1, number 4, Ultra Quick. And also 9 Lexington Point, and you can get 7 to 1 and upwards bar those. I like number 3 Futurelicious at 3.57 to 1. Ran over 1,000 metres last time out, always there or thereabout. Gets the services of Damien Pillay on board for the Allison Wright Yard. He takes 4 kilos off the back. Now, if one takes all the different facets into account and you sort of look a little bit deeper, you'll realise that this horse is going over a distance that he probably will be much better suited to. He drops in class, and he's also dropped in the ratings. He jumps from a good draw of 3, and I do think Kanban's back to winning ways. So I'm going 3 Futurelicious to beat number 7, Mac Hardy. For third, I'm going with number 2, Beach Palace. And fourth, number 5, Now I Got You. On to the 8th race we go. Race 8 is a progress plate. A race for fillies and mares. 8 runners will line up at the 1,200-meter mark. I'm looking no further than number 3, Hierarchy, as my first race selection. This horse currently 1.52 in the antipost marker. This horse showed good toe last time out, went up there with the speed, was hanging in the closing stages, and that cost him quite a bit of ground over the final 150. In its penultimate, he finished third. That was in grade 2 company in the debutant stakes, coupled with the fact that she's the best weighted filly by the conditions of this race and happens to be from our good friend Mr. Howell's stable. What does my good friend Mr. Howell say? He says that Hierarchy, she needed her last run and can give a good account of herself. That's exactly what I'm thinking. 3, Hierarchy, to beat number 8, Warrior Royale. For third, I'm going with 1, Buttercup Baby. And fourth, number 5, Comic Relief. Penultimate race, race 9 on the card, is a Class 4, benchmark 82. Here, number 2, Exocet, is at 1.67 to 1 as the antipost favourite. I can see this horse being favourite because it started favourite last time out and just disappointed, finishing 2.4 lengths behind the winner, Circumbendibus, who won a very good race but was hanging in and had nothing really to come in the closing stages. But that was a very good post-maiden effort. Of course, won first time out and won it by almost 2 lengths. I like number 7, Vision to Achieve. 4 of this horse's 5 wins have been over this distance. Showed toe last time out, tried hard all the way to the wire. And I do think a repeat of that kind of performance does bring this horse very much into the reckoning. Does represent the value at 4.55 to 1. And I think will be competitive in this race. So I'm going 7, Vision to Achieve. Ahead of 2, Exocet. For third, number 3, Ayui Yui. And fourth with number 8, Genshin Shah. Final event on the program, race number 10, if all goes according to plan. This race jumps at 20:50 on Friday evening, by which stage we get to a race that is very, very open. In fact, you can get probably 3.57 to 1 each of 2. Number 2, Clickbait. Number 6, Moscow Mist, they both have 3.57 to 1. 5, Poetic Princess at 4.55 to 1. 6.25 to 1, number 7, Tequila Sky. 6 to 1, number 1, Call Me Jane, and 7.14 to 1 and upwards, the others. Wide open, they're pretty much priced up on top of each other here. I'm going with Candace Bass Robinson's runner, number 5, Poetic Princess. She wasn't beaten too far by the winner last time out. She's the kind of horse that I think will go up with the pace. She'll be there from the get-go. She gets the services of 4 kilo claiming Dejan Lowe on board. And I do think that she'll give a very good account of herself. She's coming from 5 to 1 into 4.55 to 1. She'll be staying on at the business end of affairs. And I think if she kicks away at the right time, they'll probably have to try and peg her back in the rundown to the wire. So I'm going 5, Poetic Princess, to beat number 2, Clickbait. 12, Ruby Rising, and 4, Tequila Sky. And that takes care of our preview of racing at Hollywood Bets Greyville. Under the lights on Friday night. Trust you'll find the winners. You'll bull the kitty. Look forward to the rest of the weekend's racing. Till next time, from me, Ravon. Cheers for now.